Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, we're covering it so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. Amen. Hallelujah. All praises. Welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Job Israel here with my beautiful rear Rhea Serene Israel. Say shalom, Israelite.
Shalom, Israelite. Grace and peace be unto you. Grace and peace, family. Shalom, shalom.
Amen. Well, we are still in the midst of Black Hebrew Women's Month, and we are dealing with this Sarah, her being a part of that conversation of the direct lineage of Eber, who happened to be the first sons of Hebrewism, and he's out of the seed of Shem. So that makes us Semitic and Hebrew. We got a lot of Semitic people, but not all of them is Hebrew, just the ones that came out of Eber. So she's in Hebrew, and Abraham is in Hebrew. Both of them are Hebrews. And the law is call wisdom my sister and understanding my kinswoman. Mm-hmm. So is this conversation concerning Sarah? Well, yes, because she is Abraham's sister, and she is his kinswoman, being also a Hebrew. And God called him out of his father's house and made him a great nation, a kingdom of sort, that Abraham was recognized as a king in Sarah. The Lord really blessed him.
Amen.
He really set his heart on, like, if I was to compare our kings on, it would be David and Abraham. And I would compare those two because those two are very, very similar. David could have built the temple himself without Solomon. Solomon built the temple on David's revenue, what he left as an inheritance. Abraham could have built the temple, but it wasn't even in his heart to do it, but he knew that the kingdom was coming and it wouldn't be made at hand. So there would have been no reason for him to even attempt to make a temple, because he already knew that the one was coming wasn't going to be made with man's hands.
Amen.
So, With that being said, we get into this conversation because Sarah declared some things. And that makes her not only a queen, right? Because, well, virtuous, of course. And then there's a queen, of course. She needs that. And also here, a prophetess. How can she be a prophetess? Let's get into that. Amen. So if I can give my brothers and sisters, my brothers uncovering their heads is, we stand face to Jerusalem and approach the Father.
Amen.
Sisters, if we can ask them if they can cover their heads as we stand and face Jerusalem and approach the Father.
Amen. My son, if thou will receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, and out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord and a blessing to the reading of his word. I have read Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. In Jesus' holy, precious, mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen.
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 Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. And Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts. And Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. And Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well and give them to a mind to perceive and ask to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and a faith to perform. In Jesus' name we pray. For your mercies endure forever. Amen. Grace and peace, everyone. Grace and peace. Hallelujah.
You have your water, right?
Yes, ma'am. I'm good.
Yeah, my water. Sit down properly. Am I even?
Yeah,
it doesn't feel like it. Hold on. Because
there you go. Okay, everything is fine.
Okay, you sure? If you're sure about it, I'll be able to see it on here. And then you put your do not disturb on, right?
We good.
On there, okay, if you say so.
I want to welcome our families that's joining us on Facebook Live. And we are dealing with Sarah, who we found out is a queen. we are now dealing with her as a prophetess. How can she be a prophetess, and what make her a prophetess? And what did she say that would be conducive to prophecy that we can say is prophecy, right? Let's see what she has to say and how far her conversation go through the creation. So let's start this in
make sure that I can see everything.
Genesis 21 and 1.
And you said Genesis 21 and 1?
Yes, ma'am. So what we're exploring now is her being a prophetess. Amen? So let's look at that.
Amen. Genesis 21 and 1 reads, "And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken to him."
That's in Genesis chapter 18. And he told her, this by this time next year, you're going to have a son, and you're going to call him Isaac. So Sarah named him Isaac. Abraham didn't name him. Sarah did. Continue.
Amen. Verse 3. "And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. And she said, who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck? For I have borne him a son in his old age. And the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, mocking."
Hold on. So Isaac was growing up, and it was the point in time that he was going to have a feast from being weaned. Well, Ishmael must have looked at this and said, this was bigger than mine. You know, and he got some ill, you know, and he started making fun of him. And besides, that's his younger brother, because at this point, Ishmael had to be about 14 or more, you know, where he said he's winged. So, well, we're not even going to go there. But here it is. He's winged, and Ishmael is mocking him. So the next thing come out of Sarah's mouth is this. Continue.
Verse 10, Genesis 21 and 10. "Wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac."
Okay, hold that there. He said, she said, yes. Cast out this bondwoman, which was an Egyptian. Egyptians served us first.
Amen.
Now, that's some black history for you. And so she had authority to throw her out the door. And okay, that's exactly what she did. So we can see that she is a queen, even over the Egyptians.
Amen.
So now Isaac is the chosen. Now watch this. Go to Galatians chapter 4 and verse 1. Galatians 4 and 1. It's now Galatians 4 and 1, when you receive it, read.
Galatians 4 and 1 reads, "Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors unto the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children..."
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you turn that fan off?
Yeah.
Okay. "Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons."
See, this conversation was given to Abraham that he was going to come through man.
Mm-hmm.
and save us.
That's right.
So Abraham knew this. Sarah knew this, but he told Abraham personally, of your seed, you is going to come a king. This one here that died and rose.
Amen.
That's him. He the one that met Abraham and blessed him with bread and wine and introduced him to the Father's kingdom. And then it came and broke bread with him. And then told him, he said, shall I not hide from Abraham the things that I'm going to do? That make him a prophet.
Amen.
No, it does.
No.
Go to Genesis 20 and 7.
Amen.
Genesis 20 and 7. When you receive it, read.
Genesis 20 and verse 7?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Genesis 20 and 7 reads, now, therefore, restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live, and if thou restore her not, know thou that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that are thine.
See that? Mm-hmm. He had Sarah,
yes,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But he hadn't touched her yet.
Amen.
Right? So we want to say Moses brought the law about adultery. This is way before that. Moses is writing it that Abraham and the world knew that law. They'd rather kill you first before they would commit adultery.
Right.
So now he said this. He said, for he is a what? Prophet. He called Abraham a prophet. So if he's a prophet, he says, surely I will not do but show what. He said, sure, I will not but to reveal those things to Abraham. And if he revealed them to Abraham, of course he ran it down to Sarai. Why? Because she's a queen. And he owned, what else? And she was right there listening to God herself talk to her husband. He said, where is thy wife? And he said, in the tent. And then God started addressing her in her mind.
Amen.
And he'll talk to her in her mind. And he said, you did laugh. And that's why they called him Isaac.
Amen.
So here it is. We see that Abraham's a prophet, so that would make Sarah a prophet. So he said, cast this bondwoman out, right? Her and her child. For they will not be heirs. Why? Because last week we dealt with what she looked like and had a character. She was making martyrs of the sons of God.
Right.
And it wasn't just the world. It was even us. Ask Jesus. So the sons of God are those that, you know, came and lived their life for the Lord, whether they were, you know, offered or they lived through just longevity. Not everybody was done in, you know, like in these new fairy tales. Our kings lived whether they were wicked or not.
Amen.
They were not allowed to be touched. And we respect that. You look at the other world, that's all they did was kill their kings. We just dealt with what we had. We couldn't touch them.
Amen.
We couldn't. That was the law. We could not touch them. If we touch our king, that was you was cursed. So let's look at this a little further. Let's go back to that Galatians.
Galatians, I left off at 5.
Read 6 and 7.
Go to Galatians 6 and 7.
No, 4, verse 6 and 7.
Okay. Galatians chapter 4, verse 6 reads, and because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father.
See, now you're looking for the Father.
Yes,
you're looking
sir.
For the Father like her children supposed to be. You looking for him. Now you crying for the Father.
Amen.
He gave you a mind to seek him. Mm-hmm. Let's look at him. Let's look at this a little further. Skip down to 21.
Genesis 4 and 21.
Yes, ma'am. Genesis 4. No, Galatians 4 and 21.
You did like what I did with Proverbs and Psalms. Okay, so Galatians chapter 4, verse 21 reads, "Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do ye not hear the law?"
See, we think the law is the letter, man, but it's prophecy. You understand, it's prophecy. It's more than just a letter. Mm-hmm. So when you read the law, it's prophecy coming forth. And so we're reading about Abraham and Sarah. So when we're looking into the law, it's clear we're reading prophecy.
Amen.
Look at her conversation is in Galatians.
Amen.
It went from Genesis to Galatians. This how far, so yeah, she was a prophetess. She spoke volumes through time. Even now, we're still talking about the things that she spoke of.
Amen.
What other queen you can imagine right now you can quote verbatim other than her?
Mm.
Read on.
Amen. Genesis 4 and 22 reads, "For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman."
Now, we're born of the free woman. The bondmaid is Hagar. That's mm-hmm. Ishmael, or the Arabians, as we know them, to the 21st century.
Okay.
Continue.
Amen. Verse 23, "But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise." Which things are an allegory? Okay. "For these are the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, which gendereth to bondage, which is Hagar. For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answereth to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children."
See, Arabia, even with OPEC, is in bondage to us. So it's going to come a time that OPEC is going to bless us.
Ooh,
so when you see them dudes start coming at you talking about blessed be the name of the true and living
That's
God, because they're going to mean it. They already call them on the Lord in their manners and so forth. But when the true and living God reveals himself and they know him and the people of God, it ain't going to be nothing for them to come and bless you.
Amen.
And then they're going to show you what real princes live, like in palaces and things like that, with floors that are marble, you know. Not a White House, but a palace. Jerusalem had palaces.
Amen.
That's some black history for you. You know, let's focus. How about dig them up? You know, all they palaces everywhere. We had palaces, man. It wasn't like, you know, Mr. Rogers' neighborhood or New York City.
Amen.
You know, it wasn't none like that. continue. Anyway, so we see not only Ishmael, but we see Hagar is still in bondage to Sarah to this day.
That's right. That's
so
right.
She never stopped being her servant. So the Egyptians has always been our servant. They never stopped being our servants for all time. They were our first ones.
Amen.
That's some black history for you.
That is some black history.
Continue.
So 26.
Yes, ma'am.
Galatians 4 and 26 reads, "But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all."
How can we sit up there and testify against Sarah? Mm-hmm. And then the book just says she is free. You
she
got a birth
free.
Certificate saying that this country owns your person.
Yes. Wow.
Picking a fringe upon your privacy.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we don't judge this woman.
Mm.
The book said, which is above, is free. And if he says she's free, that's from mountain to mountain.
Amen.
That's all over the waters.
Ooh, amen.
Nothing. Have no preeminence over her. Nothing.
Amen.
No military, no governments. When you watch that Wakanda nonsense, like she walked in there, she, I don't even think she would have even did that. She wouldn't even appear before them. I mean, I dug that scene, you know, so all that power and that drama coming in. You got the mugs coming in, dragging them in.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Black Panther that Wakanda did.
Yeah,
know,
which scene are you talking about?
The one with, what's her name, Angela Bassett. She came in and she got some dudes all chained up. And she drug them in.
Yeah, that was nasty.
But I don't think Sarah would even do that because she would have been in their presence, that place probably would have smelled awful.
What?
It looked like it did.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm just saying, for one people to those people, that would have smelled awful.
I want to smell that.
Anyway, Arabia is in a bondage to us this day. Not to say that, you know, we high and mighty, is just that that's the law. So it's going to come a time that OPEC, them dudes, the princes of OPEC, they're going to bless us, man. They're going to show you what real jewels look like in gold.
Amen.
Read on.
So let's do Galatians 4:26 again reads, but Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all, 27, for it is written, rejoice, thou barren that beareth not. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For the desolate have many more children than she which has a husband.
Ain't that what we read in Revelation 17?
Wow.
We read that the other night. So we found out who they are, the desolate, right? And some of them even, their names are not even in the book of life, so they don't have no problem with doing you in, because God ain't in them out the gate. They wasn't even written to see God. If you're not in the book of life, you don't even have a chance at the book of life. That means you wasn't even meant to see God, period. That is unthinkable. Continue.
Verse 27. Okay, verse 28, Galatians 4:28. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now. That is so true, Jesus. Nevertheless, what saith the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Hallelujah.
See, now, who are these children? That's the question. And what they look like. And, you know, yeah, we're getting into some Black history, but not like you think. It's this, this is a different, her children is all over the place.
That's right. Amen.
They're not in an address in one room. They all over. They all over the planet through time.
Amen.
So let's look at some of those things. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Hebrews 11 and 1.
Amen.
When you receive the reading.
Amen. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1 reads, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report.
Now, this is the thing we're trying to discover. Was Sarah a prophetess? Okay, we just got to reading about it in Galatians, right? Continue.
Amen. Verse 3 reads, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it he being dead, yet by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
See, we can't be, you know, just thinking we're just going to approach God any kind of way. He can't read our minds.
Amen.
He let us know that he read minds. When he was sitting down with Abraham, he told Abraham, look, I read minds. What for Sarah said in her heart, he read her mind and then told Abraham what she was thinking.
Amen.
So, you know, it ain't a thing about what he see in our hearts. Our thing is are we called or ordained to this conversation? Who are her children?
Amen.
Continue.
Verse
we know Abel isn't, because he was before her. And so is Enoch. Continue.
Amen. Hebrews 11 and verse 7 reads, by faith, Noah being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteous which is by faith.
Now, Noah gave birth to Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Shem gave birth to Eber. Eber is the father of the Hebrews. Therefore, her conversation goes back to Noah.
That's right, amen.
So, I mean, you know, we better not step on her toes. We ain't a pimple on her.
Okay, babe.
Period.
Amen.
Continue.
Amen. Hebrews 11 and 8 reads, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob.
So he was alive during the time of Jacob. Like, Abraham was dead when Jacob. No, he wasn't. Jacob and Esau lived to be 15.
Amen.
So he saw their characters. He saw them. Hey, Nisi.
Mm-hmm.
He saw them. He saw what they was going to, their manners. By the time you 15, you pretty much what your manners is dictating how you going to be carrying yourself.
Amen.
Right? So he was there. That's why they got him written here. Abraham died when he was 175. You do the math, you figure that Esau and Jacob they spent a lot of time with Abraham, getting to know him. Continue.
Amen. Hebrews 11 and 9 reads, by faith he sojourned in a land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed.
Hold that thought.
Yes, sir.
He said he looking for a city. Whose foundation, whose builder and maker is God. He
God.
Knew that.
Yes, sir.
He knew this.
Amen.
That made him a prophet.
Amen.
He knew New Jerusalem was coming down.
Amen.
And so did Sarah. They knew that the Father was going to come on the planet before John wrote it.
Amen.
He gave them bread and wine, and that's the same conversation Jesus had with the disciples. He said, I will no longer drink of this vine until my Father's kingdom.
Yeah.
That's a hook that he had that conversation with Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
When he met him in his attire as Melchizedek,
amen,
priest of the Most High God, that was him. And so he told him that New Jerusalem is coming down. So it ain't like Abraham didn't know. He's a prophet. He told us in Genesis chapter 18, he said, surely I would do nothing but reveal my secrets. Let me read that.
Yeah.
Genesis chapter 18. Yeah, Genesis 18. So Abraham seems knew all of this. Let's just get to that.
Amen.
Genesis 18 and
Genesis 18 and 17 reads, and the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do?
What? There it is. Yes. He's telling us he told him.
Shall I hide
the thing that I'm going to do? And that is to bring New Jerusalem down out of heaven to the planet.
Amen.
And Sarah knew that.
Amen.
That's why she wasn't going to stand in the way of him becoming a great nation.
Amen.
Continue.
Amen. We're going to, that was 17, okay. 18. Genesis 18 and 18 reads, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him.
Wait a minute. He going to become a mighty and great nation.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Not his descendants. He is. Okay. So we got to stop selling him short.
Amen.
He was bigger than you know, the kings in Israel after Solomon and David. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go. So he said, they looking for this city, right?
Yes, sir.
Go to Psalms 102 and 21. What city are they looking for? 102 and 21. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Psalms 102 and verse 21. To declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem.
See, he says to declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem. That's what Abraham was looking for. Mm-hmm. To declare the praise of the kingdom of God in Jerusalem.
Amen.
Because God told him he was going to bring Jerusalem down. Let's look at this a little further. Because they was looking for a city, right? Mm-hmm. So Abraham was having this conversation. This is him. This is, you could pray. He praying this. I ain't saying this is him praying this at this moment. But God surely told him.
Amen.
Because the law said, they were seeking a city whose foundation that didn't belong to man. That's none other than New Jerusalem. What they doing knowing about that unless he told them in Genesis? Continue.
Amen. Psalms 102 and verse 22.
No, that's good. Let's look at this. Read 22.
Psalms 102 and verse 22 reads, when the people are gathered together and the kingdoms to serve the Lord.
There it is, because he's the King of Kings, right? That's Revelation chapter 21. All nations are going to bring their glory unto the kingdom.
Okay.
That's it right there.
Amen.
Psalms 122 and 3. Psalms 122, verse 3. What city Abraham and Sarah was looking for? Psalms 122 and
3. Psalms 122, verse 3 reads, Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Whether the tribes go up.
I'm sorry. Read 1, 2, the three.
Okay, so Psalms 122?
Yeah, verse 1 through 3.
Okay. Starting at the 1, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem.
Wait a minute. That's the gates that's coming down, the new Jerusalem, the 12 gates.
Amen.
That's those gates he's talking about. We are standing those things. Continue. This is the city that he told them. Yeah, this city got 12 gates on it. Continue.
Amen. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem.
Why wouldn't he tell him his feet is going to stand in Jerusalem? He's sitting at his front door. The law said he's called the friend of God.
Amen.
So why wouldn't he tell him, your feet is going to stand in my gates in Jerusalem?
Mm. Amen.
Continue.
Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together.
Amen. Genesis to Revelations. Right. Psalms 135 and verse 5. Psalms 135 and verse 5. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Psalms 135 and verse 5 reads, for I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did he in heaven and in earth, in the seas and all deep places. He caused the vapors to ascend from the ends. Is this a creed?
No. You know what? Psalms 35 and 21.
Verse 21. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Psalms 135 and verse 21. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion, which dwelleth at Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord.
Okay, so now he says this. Blessed be the Lord that dwelleth at Jerusalem. What is he talking about? Go to Revelation chapter 21.
Revelation 21.
Yes, ma'am. Revelation 21. In verse 1.
Revelation 21 and 1 reads, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
See that? That's what they were looking for. Abraham was looking for this. That's what the Psalms was about. Here come the Father. He gonna see the Lord. He gonna be, we be in the gates with the Father.
Amen.
He bringing this. He told Abraham and Sarah, New Jerusalem is coming down from God, from heaven, and he gonna live with us.
That's right, baby. Amen.
So, you know, when we read this, look at here, read three.
Revelation 21 and verse 3 reads, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God.
That's what he told Abraham when he gave him the bread and wine, because that's the same conversation that he gave, that Jesus had with the disciples. He said, look, take this bread, take this wine. Yeah. I'm not going to drink no more of this vine till this time.
Amen.
This time. This is the 14th day in the creation from when he said, let there be light. There it is. This is the Passover. If you made it here in the Father's kingdom, he passed over your sins.
Thank you, Father God.
In the great white throne judgment.
Ooh.
Amen.
Where everyone has to be circumcised to take part in a Passover.
Amen.
So if you made it through the great white throne judgment, you were circumcised because you're going to stand in judgment circumcised. You'd be a spiritual being, and that's that. Now, whether or not we make it into the kingdom, that's his decision.
Amen. That is his decision.
So here it is. So now New Jerusalem, this is the city that Abraham was looking for, Sarah was looking for, Isaac was looking for. Of course, his father told him about it, and then Isaac telling him, you know, Jacob. And Jacob called it because Joseph had the dream. And then Jacob says, you know, I saw the sun and the moon and the stars made obeisance to me. And Jacob called it, he said, shall I, your mother, and your brothers, which are the stars, make obeisance to you. So Jacob not only had to give an interpretation, but he saw it. So this is the same conversation. Why? Because that's Sarah's grandchildren. Can't disconnect that.
Amen.
That's her babies. Yeah. Let's look at this. Let's go in Proverbs chapter 8 and 3. No. Skip down to verse 10. 21 and 10.
Proverbs 21
and 10. No, Revelation 21 and 10.
Revelation.
I wanted you to read this, yes.
Oh, down to 10. Okay. Revelation 21 and verse 10 reads, and he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain, and he showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel.
And only one of them is named by one of a man, and that's Benjamin.
Okay.
Because, you know, Rachel called him Benoni before she died. But the 12 gates, the 11 gates is named from women.
That's right.
Every last one of them, the sons of Israel, was given by Leah and Rachel.
Amen.
So all the gates is named by a woman.
Amen.
Our mothers. And they had that conversation written through time, right? So Sarah's conversation goes right there because that's her grandchildren. She said, you give me a son, my son going to marry him of our kinsmen. And that's what Abraham did, found him a child. Her name is Rebecca. We're finna get into her next. And he found her for Isaac, a kinswoman. So that makes her written in the law too, in Proverbs chapter 7, that she would be understanding.
Amen.
So she would have a gift of understanding. So when you read Rebecca's story, then you see works. You see like physical works, hands-on. Whereas when you see Sarah's conversation, they declarations through time. They declarations. She ain't getting dirty. Word is born. Word is born through time.
Amen.
Continue.
Okay, so we left off at 12.
Yeah, that's 13. Good. That's good. Okay. So we see what the foundations look like, right? Amen. Now let's go into Proverbs chapters 8, and let's pick it up at the 1. 8 and 1.
Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 1 reads, doing that wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice, she standeth in the top of high places, by the way in the places of the path. She cries at the gate, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors.
There she is. That's Leah and Rachel.
Uh-huh.
That's Sarah. Mm-hmm. That's Rebecca. That's all of them, right? That she cries at the gates. What do you mean? Because the God of Israel showed them both New Jerusalem.
Amen.
They were all looking for this city that's coming. I mean, ooh, we could call it intergalactic, stellar, and all this old type of mystic type of nonsense, but truth be told, it's just a big city. You know, like the Enterprise was just bigger.
Bigger, huh?
I mean, bigger. And it ain't it ain't a floating boat. It's earth that can fly.
Oh my God.
I feel kind of good.
I know. I'm just like, I see like just all the sweat.
Okay.
Like, can you take your glasses off first thing? It's really bugging me. It's close your eyes. It's so busy. And then this other side. Did I get it?
I don't know, babe.
Well, fix your eyebrows. I don't want your eyebrows to be all... But yeah, does that feel better?
Yeah, that felt really good.
Okay, I just seen a whole bunch of sweat.
I didn't see that coming, but that felt really good.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Anyway, we can see here, this is her. She's at the gate. When we looked up Wisdom, we could see her. In a conversation, he said that she was there from the beginning. So here it is. She is there from the beginning. Yes. And you can see that she was there before all these things. And Sarah was before all these things. And you can see a conversation even now after all these things. Right? So now we got her crying at the gate. So we could put this on her. We could put wisdom, understanding, virtue. And let's go to Hebrews chapter 11, and let's pick it up at verse 11.
Hebrews 11 and 11.
Yes, ma'am.
Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 11 reads, through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang therefore even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky and the multitude, and as the sand which is by the sea shore.
It's a whole lot of Semitics from Abraham.
Amen.
So let's not just, you know, he had other sons.
Amen.
So let's be conscious of that. That Y chromosome is a long way out there. So anti-Semitism is way past Judah or Judaism.
Amen.
Continue. Or there's some more Black history for you.
Verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God.
There it is.
For he hath prepared them a city.
The one that he said, Jerusalem, he saw New Jerusalem coming down from God.
That's right.
Out of heaven. They seen that. The God of Israel told them that.
Amen.
Melchizedek told them that.
Amen.
That New Jerusalem will be coming down from God out of heaven, because, or else why would they be looking for it if they didn't know? Continue.
Amen. Verse 17 reads, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. Okay. 18, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Accounting that God was able to raise him up.
So God, the God of Israel, told him there would be a resurrection.
Mm.
So Abraham knew that there was going to be a resurrection.
Amen.
So the resurrection isn't a new conversation.
No.
I mean, to those that don't believe, yeah, but we see here that Abraham believed it.
Amen.
Continue.
Accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Amen. Verse 21. By faith, Jacob, when he was a dying, By faith, Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith. Water and orange juice. Okay.
Yeah.
By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born.
So when David was a dying, when he was a dying, did that book actually
was
say,
a dying?
That's why I was like,
no, we don't talk about
that. Yeah, we did. You thought that came, you know, through the slave trade.
Yeah,
now there it is.
We're not talking like that.
You see, there goes some old black history. But
was a dying.
He was a, yep. You know.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
It is.
Hebrews 11 and 23 reads, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months.
Hey, Moses Sarah's grandson? Yes, he is. So, her conversation is still running.
My goodness.
Look at her children. Look at the children that she's
having. Children.
Look at the children that came from her.
Amen.
We always talking about Israel. Well, Israel, I mean, Sarah is his grandmother. We talk about King David. King David came through her. Read on.
Amen. Oops. Let me do this. Verse 23, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer afflictions with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season.
See, that's conversation we read in Galatians, when you're on the tutors, and then you find that, okay, I'm here because God called me here, but I had to learn this along the way to get to this point. You had tutors in the world. Moses had a lot of tutors. It just said it. So have we. You look back and you think about your tutors, and some of them may have been academic tutors who had the right words at the right time that gave you that next step, called tutors. Continue.
Amen. Verse 26 reads, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, for not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyeth the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians assaying to do were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah and of David also and Samuel and of the prophets.
All these are Sarah grandchildren. Now, we want to say, what? These are her children. He mentioned.
Interesting. Amen.
Her conversation is running really strong.
Okay.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 33. Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions.
Wait a minute, man. You mean her children were able to do these things before God?
Mm.
Continue.
Amen. Stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weaknesses were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Really? Women received their dead raised to life again. And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection.
What?
Ooh, is that going to happen again? There's nothing new under the sun.
Continue.
What in the world? 36. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment.
That's why he said, that's why we read, he said, ooh, that she, he was mocking. He said, he said this bond woman, child was mocking us even to this day.
That's right.
There it is.
Ooh.
There she is right there. Ooh. All these are her children, every last one. All the ones we're reading about came through slavery.
Amen.
Continue.
Okay. Verse 36, and others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better things for us, that they without us should not be made perfect.
See, we all going to get it at the same time.
Amen.
Heirs unto salvation. That's coming right up in the first resurrection.
Lord, God,
that's what this is about. Let's look at this a little further. Go to Luke chapter 33. No, Luke chapter 7 and verse 33. Luke 7 and 33. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Luke chapter 7 and verse 33 reads, for John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and ye say he hath the devil. The Son of Man is come eating and drinking, and ye say, behold, a gluttonous man, and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of all her children.
That is. Every last one of them that we read in Hebrews chapter 11 are her children.
That's right.
He said, wisdom is justified of her children. So, we could say what you want concerning them. You know, you could say they had devils. You could say that they drunkards and revelers and friends of sinners, or, you know, whatever. You could say whatever you want about them. It's not going to change nothing. Because in the end game, wisdom is justified of all her children. It don't matter what status they in. It don't matter if they were kings, heirs in this world like Moses. He lived like a king, and he chose, you know, deliverance. You know, and that's just it. So, looking at this a little further, let's go into 1 Timothy. Let's see, 1 Timothy chapter 2.
What?
1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 13.
Amen. First Timothy
2 and 13.
2 and verse 13. Read. And forgive me, I had to blow my nose. 1 Timothy 2 and 13 reads, "For Adam was first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman, being deceived, was in the transgression. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing, if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety."
See, there it is. Amen. There it is. He said, now, they're gonna be saved in childbearing. I'm like, how a woman is going to be saved just having babies? And I knew women that had babies by 4 or 5 different dudes. So I said, you know, when I first read this, I'm like, this is not what this means. And God haven't gave it to me yet what it meant. And that bugged me for a long time. Mm-hmm. And when the evolution came of that All About Eve, this pointed toward the woman in Revelations chapter 12. That she was going to be saved through childbearing, which is the Christ. Same thing with Isaac. Sarah saved us through childbearing because Jesus came through Isaac. And Jesus is Sarah's direct descendant. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into 1 Peter chapter 3 and 1. 1 Peter 3 and 1. When you receive it, read.
1 Peter 3 and 1 reads, "Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husband."
Your pastor.
"Be in subjection unto your own husband, that if any not obey not the word, they also..."
Be in subjection to your pastor.
Be
That's not what that says.
"Likewise, ye wives..."
So he ain't got no business in your business.
"Be in subjection to your own husband."
Your own husband.
"That if any obey not the word, they also may, without the word, be won by the conversation..."
Look,
of
if,
the wives.
You know, you don't be putting nobody up over your husband.
No, sir.
If you're going to...
I learned that the hard way.
If you're going to try to win your husband over to the Lord, that comes through obedience.
Mm.
You know, and we can't sit up here and say, you know, well, we believe in God and not give your husband honor.
Regardless.
That's not how it works.
Interesting. Amen.
He said that they may be won by the conversation of the wives. Amen. Verse 2. Yeah, 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 2.
"While they behold your chaste conversation, coupled with fear." Coupled with fear. "Whose adorning, let it not be the outward adorning of the plaiting of the hair and of the wearing of the gold or putting on the apparel."
Not that, and we read that Sarah was good for all of that.
Amen.
But that was not her cause. That wasn't her dig.
Amen.
The book said, you know, she was all beautiful within.
Amen. That's right.
Read on.
Amen. 1 Peter 3 and verse 4 reads, "But let it be the hidden man of the heart, and that which is not corruptible, even an ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price." Doesn't say peace.
For so if you're a loud mouth, you're a cheap old.
What?
You're a cheap product.
Mm, mm.
Just because you got a big mouth don't make you nothing.
Loud.
It makes you nothing.
Quiet spirit.
I said quiet.
Which is in
which
the
is a great price. In the sight of God.
Of
now, if you
want to
be
price.
A big mouth in this world, well, okay.
Mm-mm.
Continue. Okay.
Verse 5. For after this manner in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands.
How many times we got to say that?
Adorn themselves.
Being in subjection, like some guy got a shot to call in your crib, you know. So what y'all doing in the bedroom?
What are you talking about?
You know, you ain't supposed to do this and you ain't supposed to do that. That's for this and that's for that. And you ain't supposed to do this and you ain't supposed to do that.
Why? Well, they're asking for advice.
Look.
So if somebody calls their.
Well, if both of them ain't there, they ain't supposed to be talking to
them. Oh, okay. So if the two pair are not there, then.
No, you're not supposed to be advising nobody.
Okay.
Period.
That makes sense.
Continue.
How are you going to fix it if you both ain't there to talk about it?
Well, you ain't supposed to be listening in the first place. I don't care what you think happened. Until you get both parties in one place, you're not supposed to be taking in no information.
That's right. Amen. Say that, man.
If you don't have both parties in the same place,
that's
you're not supposed to be taking in any information.
That's right. Amen.
You said what? Oh, hold that thought. I did dot. Now.
What?
And I quote, go find the other party. Come back with that.
That's right. Amen.
Continue.
Okay, so 1 Peter 3 and 5.
Yes, ma'am.
7. We'll do 6. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as you do well and are not afraid with any amazement, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge.
Hey, look up that word, Lord.
Lord. Okay.
Why does she call him Lord?
Okay. Why not? Call you king.
Let's see.
Okay. So we're going to go to Lord.
Yeah.
Define. It says, one having power and authority over others.
So Abraham had power
and authority over others.
Over others.
That's right.
So Abraham wasn't no chump in this game. He was the real deal.
Power and authority.
He had power and authority. Remember now. She said she called her husband Lord. So this is Abraham. Continue.
Amen. I don't want to say that.
What else it says?
Oh, with the definition?
Yeah. That was
a man. Amen. A man of high rank in a feudal society or in one that attains feudal forms and institutions. And then it says a king.
There it is. He was a
king.
Now, so are we good that Abraham is a king, Sarah is a queen, and her conversation was written in heaven because it is now that time.
Amen.
Her children is about to come to the birth. Because remember now, she gave her first son on the cross.
Amen.
To save us. So the woman is saved through childbirth. So now, hear the rest of them coming through. Continue.
1 Peter 3 and 7, likewise ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife, as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers not be hindered.
See, and that's the thing, man. Abraham was buried with Sarah. They're going to wake up together.
Amen.
They're going to wake up in the kingdom when God come down and the trumpets blow. Abraham and Sarah is going to wake up together side by side. That's how he had that hooked up. So this is their conversation. We see that Sarah's conversation goes a long way to the kingdom through the judgment.
Amen.
Okay, I ain't gonna do that. Well, I might do it. Okay, this is the thing. Let's finish this in Galatians chapter 4, and let's pick it up at 21.
Okay, Galatians 4 and 21.
Yes, ma'am.
Galatians chapter 4 and verse 21 reads, "Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do ye not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman."
Okay, now skip down to verse 30.
Amen. Galatians 4 and 30 reads, "Nevertheless, what saith the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free." Amen.
Amen. Yeah. So, with that being said, we're saying that Sarah was a true prophetess.
Amen.
Even so, we could see her works even today.
That's right.
So, we can definitely see that we cannot be taking their conversation and their thrones lightly.
Amen.
You know, we got to take them as serious as we take King David and Solomon. Because King Solomon and David was patterning after them.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow we're going to get into Rebecca. What's her conversation through the creation? I mean, what did she bring to the kingdom? You know, that's a good dig. And when you read Rebecca works, man, you see her hands on. You see, so let's do this, though. So we found out that Sarah was wisdom, understanding, virtuous, right?
Amen.
Okay, a help me.
Mm-hmm.
And a queen.
And a prophetess.
And a prophetess.
That's right.
Because she was married to a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
So, that being said, we're going to say we want to thank everybody for their time. And our family is listening live on Blog Talk. We want to say thank you as well. And be back here tomorrow evening as we look into Rebecca and her works and the things that belong to her. So with that being said, we hope everybody, we edify someone.
Yeah.
And as we say here at the Sounds of the Living Waters, read your Bible.
Read your Bible.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.